You are listening to Information Radio on the Road. And Information Radio on the Road is broadcasting today from the Nutter Center and the John McCain Rally. Mr. McCain is going to be speaking here in about 27 minutes. There's been a few of the preliminary speakers, different politicians from Ohio and so forth, and there's a crowd of about 10,000 people here, including local and national media, both print, video, and radio. Our position here on the floor is we're behind some bleachers where really you can't see the candidate, although they do have some large screen up where you can see the person on the podium. Right now there's some entertainment, a little music to get the crowd revved up prior to the appearance of Senator McCain. As I said, we're sitting right here on the floor at the Nutter Center, and I'm looking behind me. The stands are completely packed. The traffic to get in here today was phenomenal. It took a half hour to go a quarter of a mile once we got off Interstate 675 at Fairfield Road. So a lot of people sitting in traffic to get in here, and they come by the busloads as well, school buses. I did see some buses, I believe, from Alter High School, and buses from Hamilton. The media is from all around. I've seen shorts at the Dayton television stations, the Cincinnati TV stations, also TV stations from as far away as Toledo, and it may be further than that. Just in a quick walk-by that I did, that's all that I could see. So right now the crowd is getting a little bit of entertainment, and the main speaker should be here. Should start his speech in about 25 minutes from this point. CNN had a report earlier today that Senator McCain has picked the female governor of Alaska. Of course, I left my notes on her in my bag, and it's almost impossible to get out from my my position here to tell you much about her. Apparently, somebody that as a general rule the general public hasn't heard of, but the political insiders seem to know her quite well. So that may be a bit of a surprise, or that may be completely false. We can confirm that she is in the Dayton area, flew in last evening on a private jet. So right now the crowd is getting a bit of the musical entertainment, and we are waiting for the candidate to speak here. I suspect that probably Mr. McCain is somewhere here in the building at the moment. So should everybody else, I guess, at this point. And it is kind of hard to be able to hear oneself think with the amount of ambient noise that's being brought up either by the band or by just the crowd in general. And by the way, everybody is on their feet in the arena here. Plenty of American flags flying and signs. Let's see. We love McCain. Straight talk. Ready to lead. Ohio. They got Ohio Loves Cindy is the one. And of course, the USA sign. McCain for America. So on and so forth. So the crowd has come prepared. And it looks like the McCain organization has done a pretty good job here on getting the program organized and doing what they can to organize the crowd. So now we're going to take it back up to the podium. Again, Senator McCain should be here speaking at about noon. The feed that we've been getting from the podium has had some hum and buzz in it, so there might be, we'll try to do what we can on this end, but there's not a whole lot that we can do, unfortunately, but we'll try to make it sound as clear as possible for you. So, let's go up to the podium again, and I want to remind you that you are listening to Information Radio on the road, and we are at the Nutter Center in Fairborn, Ohio, at the McCain organization's rally for Senator John McCain of Arizona. Now back up to the podium.
Historic announcement in Dayton, a city built on hard, honest work of good people. Like the entire industrial Midwest, Dayton has contributed much to the prosperity and progress of America. And now, in these tough, changing times, after all you've done for our country, you want your government to understand what you're going through, to stand on your side and fight for you. And that's what I am saying. That's why I'm running for president, to fight for you. To make government stand on your side, not in your way. Friends, I've spent the last few months looking for a running mate who can best help me shake up Washington and make it start working again for the people that are counting on us. I had many good people to choose from, all of them dedicated to this country and to getting us back on the road to prosperity and peace. And I am very grateful to all of them and honored by their willingness to serve with me. And I'm going to continue to rely on their support and counsel during this campaign and after we win this election, when the real work begins. Choose one, and it's with great pride and gratitude that I tell you, I have found the right partner to help me stand up to those who value their privileges over their responsibilities, who put power over principle, and put their interests before your needs. Someone with an outstanding reputation for standing up to special interests and entrenched bureaucracies. Someone who has fought against corruption and the failed policies of the past. Someone who stopped government from wasting taxpayers' money on things they don't want or need and put it back to work for the people. Someone with executive experience who has shown great tenacity and skill tackling tough problems, especially our dangerous dependence on foreign oil. Someone who reached across the aisle and asked Republicans, Democrats, and independents to serve in government. Someone with strong principles, a fighting spirit, and deep compassion. Someone who grew up in a decent, hard-working, middle-class family, whose father was an elementary school teacher and mother was the school secretary. They taught their children to care about others, to work hard, and to stand up with courage for the things you believe in. Both of them were coaches, too, and raised their children to excel at sports. Sure, they taught them skills that will surely come in handy over the next 2 months. The person I'm about to introduce to you was a union member and is married to a union member and understands the problems, the hopes, the values of working people, knows what it's like to worry about mortgage payments and health care and the cost of gasoline and groceries. A standout high school point guard, a concerned citizen who became a member of the PTA, then a city council member, and then a mayor, and now a governor. Who beat the long odds to win a tough election on a message of reform and public integrity. And I am especially proud to say in the week we celebrate the anniversary of women's suffrage, a devoted wife and a mother of five. She's not from these parts and she's not from Washington. But when you get to know her, you're gonna be as impressed as I am. She's got the grit, integrity, good sense, and fierce devotion to the common good that is exactly what we need in Washington today. She knows where she comes from, and she knows who she works for. She stands up for what's right, and she doesn't let anyone tell her to sit down. She's fought oil companies and party bosses and do-nothing bureaucrats and anyone who puts their interests before the interests of the people she swore an oath to serve. She's exactly who I need. She's exactly who this country needs to help me fight. The same old Washington politics of me first and country second. My friends and fellow Americans, I am very pleased and very privileged to introduce to you the next Vice President of the United States. Governor Sarah Palin of the great state.